Russia on notice. I'm Barton Eckert. In Munich, Vice President Mike Pence reinforcing his boss's search for common ground with Russia.
The United States will continue to hold Russia accountable, even as we search for new common ground, which, as you know, President Trump believes can be found.
A huge Pacific storm will continue to buffet Southern California most of today, killing two people already and unleashing winds gusting to 70 miles an hour. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
We've had reports of just under 10 inches on some of those south-facing slopes in Santa Barbara and into Los Angeles County. We still have a slew of flash flood watches and warnings just dotting the entire landscape there across California, even stretching into parts of Nevada.
Columbia University sent out congratulatory emails to 277 applicants, but they were errored, and the university had to call them back and say it was a mistake. I'm Barton Eckert. President Trump is in Florida. Correspondent Athena Jones says he is expected to interview several candidates to replace Michael Flynn, the short-tenured national security advisor.
He's slated to meet with former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., the United Nations, John Bolton, with Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, and with the acting national security advisor, Keith Kellogg.
An Alaska volcano that's been active since mid-December has erupted again. The Alaska Volcano Observatory says Bogusloff Volcano in the Aleutian Islands has sent an ash cloud up to 25,000 feet. The Chinese government has granted President Trump and his business something they have been seeking for more than 10 years, trademark protection for the use of the Trump name in the construction industry. I'm Barton Eckert.
Good morning. It's 6:02 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Metro's general manager is cracking down on what he calls excessive absenteeism as a way to cut costs. WMAL's Neil West has more.
Metro employees taking 6% more sick days and unpaid days off last year than in 2015. General manager Paul Wiedefeld saying sick time abuse is costing them in productivity and money. He expects the crackdown on that abuse to generate $2 million a year in revenue. The new plan could mean employees who don't follow policies about extended leave might lose their jobs. I'm Neil West on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Maryland Senate has approved a measure for a Metro safety program, this after the federal government threatened to withhold millions of dollars. The Senate voted 45-0 on Friday for the bill, which now goes to the House. Dogs are arriving in the Washington, D.C. area through the weekend, ready to be adopted by loving families.
South Korea is the only country where commercial farms raise dogs for people to eat. But there are no laws on how the dogs must be treated, says Peggy Van Tassel, who works with the group Save Korean Dogs.
A lot of them are tortured because they feel that if they're tortured, it makes them more tender to eat.
From her home in Prince William County, Van Tassel works to rescue as many Korean dogs as she can.
We'd just like to see if we could get as many people interested in it, fighting it, trying to shut them down. We're really, right now, trying to get as many of these dogs out as we can.
10 rescued Korean dogs are being flown into Washington today. Bill Thompson on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And police in Fairfax County have charged a dance teacher with having sex with teenage students. The department said in a news release, 19-year-old Chase Clark Pecklow of Sterling was arrested on Thursday. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Just one accident to report. It's on I-70 eastbound near the 40 Hagerstown exit. All of the lanes are blocked from that crash. They're working now to get that picked up, though. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Clouds will increase today. We'll get up to close to 70 degrees. Slight chance of showers between 10 and 4 through the overnight as we head into Sunday. Otherwise, cloudy, low of about 49. That makes way for sunshine Sunday, and then same thing for Monday to start the work week. High on Sunday, 70. High on Monday, right around 59 to 60 degrees. Right now, it's 37 in Leesburg, 38 in Beltsville, 36 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's everything you need to know, Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30 and again at 6:30, it's the Chris McKay Show. Then at 7, it's the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. Check out Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 8, The Wise Investor at 9, Trading Up at 10, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, The Underwriter's Corner at 1, The Del Walmsley Show at 2, The Retirement Key at 3, and Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today. It's everything you need to know on WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Does this sound familiar? You're about to get intimate with someone, and then nothing. You can't do it. Male performance issues are devastating and embarrassing. And who are you going to talk to? Your friends? Your wife? Your dad? So you suffer alone. This is a common story for half of men, but it doesn't have to be. Talk to Boston Medical Group. Men, if you have performance issues, then you need to call Boston Medical Group. They've helped thousands of men just like you, and their treatment is 98% effective, even for men who can't take prescription medications like Viagra or Cialis. You'll receive a personalized blend of FDA-approved medications formulated to treat performance problems, and their medications work in minutes. They're so confident, if you don't see results with the very first treatment, you pay nothing. So one phone call, one very professional visit, and you could be enjoying romance again. Stop suffering. Call now. 800-370-6100. That's 800-370-6100. 800-370-6100.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hey, Larry O'Connor here to tell you how to do it the right way. Don't just call any real estate agent. No, you can call one of the very best that's top-ranked and proven. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have over 5,300 highly qualified home buyers looking to buy homes in the D.C. area. This is how they're able to sell homes fast and for top dollar. As a matter of fact, Sarah and Debbie sell homes on average 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Get this, Sarah and Debbie sold Walter and Paula's home for $15,000 over the asking price. Needless to say, they were impressed with the outcome. If Sarah and Debbie don't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Do it the right way and call Sarah or Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning and welcome to the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to have you with us. It's President's Day weekend. Wow, what a weekend it is and what a week it has been. We have plenty to cover. President Trump, of course, the press conference on Thursday that certainly got the media community in an uproar. And President Trump speaking at the Boeing facility, Charleston, South Carolina, yesterday. We have some of the highlights coming up for you of both of those, shall we call them, presentations by the president. How about the Associated Press on the National Guard roundup story, the scoop that the AP had about the Department of Homeland Security and the National Guard deploying 100,000 National Guard units to round up illegal immigrants? Well, story not quite true. So that's your fake news for the day. How about the New York Times reprimanding the reporter for sharing the unfounded rumor about Melania Trump? Remember the story where the reporter referred to the First Lady as a hooker at an event Sunday night? Well, the New York Times called the remarks completely inappropriate. And it's just an example of the media attitude and disdain. I guess I could use the word hate, but let's refrain from that. We'll go with disdain, the media disdain for President Trump and the reciprocal disdain that the president has for the media these days. Well, it was Thursday. By the way, we are going to discuss all of the events of the week with our panel of experts this morning. Throughout the morning, we'll talk with Jennifer Harper. And when we speak with Jennifer, we're going to talk about how his poll numbers are playing out around the country and how the Democrat poll numbers are playing out right now. John Gizzi was at the news conference. If you saw John Gizzi's coverage at Newsmax.com, his headline called it Beat the Press. I'm going to talk to John about that. What was going on in the room? Cheryl Atkinson will join us, and she's got a very interesting look at the media, how they're treating Donald Trump, and also how people from around the world are viewing the United States and President Trump. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us as well a little bit later on, our national security analyst. I'm going to ask Tony about the Russian spy ship, the missile test, the Russian jets buzzing a U.S. destroyer, and also about Michael Flynn and that conversation with the Russian ambassador. Mercedes Schlapp joins us as well later on. And when we talk with Mercedes, she's written a very interesting article at the Washington Times about the Never Trumpers and how people in the bureaucracy are doing everything they can to, or some people in the bureaucracy are doing everything they can to undermine the incoming president. So we'll talk with Mercedes about that later on this morning, and also about the president fighting back, trying to get behind the wheel. Get control of the wheel again, because it's been spinning out of control with the help from the media all week long. Now, we got a few minutes here. We can run through some of the highlights. Some of these you may have heard, but some of these you may not have heard in the hour and 17 minutes that President Trump spoke at the press conference. So these are just a few things, and this is one you probably have heard. But I think it's important because, as you may recall, President Obama blamed George Bush for 8 years, and Hillary Clinton continued on the campaign trail blaming George Bush for stuff for 8-plus years ago. So we'll go with President Trump and what he inherited.
Administration inherited many problems across government and across the economy. To be honest, I inherited a mess. It's a mess. At home and abroad, a mess. Jobs are pouring out of the country. You see what's going on with all of the companies leaving our country, going to Mexico and other places. Low pay, low wages, mass instability overseas, no matter where you look. The Middle East, a disaster. North Korea, we'll take care of it, folks. We're going to take care of it all. I just want to let you know. I inherited a mess.
All right. Now, you've seen the way the media described the press conference. Unhinged is just one of the terms they've used. But here's how the president kind of summed it up.
Now, they'll take this news conference. I'm actually having a very good time, okay? But they'll take this news conference. Don't forget, that's the way I won. Remember, I used to give you a news conference every time I made a speech, which was like every day. Okay? No, that's how I won. I won with news conference and probably speeches. I certainly didn't win by people listening to you people, that's for sure. But I'm having a good time. Tomorrow they will say, Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you. You know, you're dishonest people. But... I'm not ranting and raving. I love this. I'm having a good time doing it. But tomorrow the headlines are going to be Donald Trump rants and raving. I'm not ranting and raving.
All right. So he called out CNN as he has been calling out CNN. But he was pretty blunt on CNN this time around.
I sort of understand there's a certain bias, maybe by Jeff or somebody, you know, for whatever, you know, whatever reason. But and I understand that. But you've got to be at least a little bit fair. And that's why the public sees it. They see it. They see it's not fair. You take a look at some of your shows, and you see the bias and the hatred.
And you can't leave Chuck Schumer and his pals in the Democrat Party out of it.
You look at Schumer and the mess that he's got over there, and they have nothing going. The only thing they can do is delay.
Now, here's one that I thought was interesting, and you might not have heard this one. It's pretty blunt, and if everybody's worried about Donald Trump and his close ties to Russia.
The greatest thing I could do is shoot that ship that's 30 miles offshore right out of the water. Everyone in this country is going to say, oh, it's so great. That's not great. That's not great. I would love to be able to get along with Russia.
And one other one we're going to call an audible here. And this is the next one on the sheet, Jeff, because this is interesting. You may have seen Maxine Waters and some of the other African American members of the Congress saying they just flat out would not work with Donald Trump. I mean, I'm sure you've seen and heard Maxine Waters say that. And a question came up for Donald Trump.
When you say the end of cities, are you going to include the CBC, Mr. President, in your conversations with your urban agenda, your inner city agenda, as well as
Are you going to include
the Congressional Black Caucus and the Congressional
Hispanic
Caucus?
Well, I would. I tell you what. Do you want to set up the meeting? Do you want to set up the meeting?
No.
Are they friends of yours?
No,
set up the meeting.
I know some of them, but I'm sure
they're watching. Let's go. Set up a meeting. I would love to meet with the Black Caucus.
So he took some heat for that, sort of putting the onus on the reporter to set up the meeting. But with some of the comments that have been made by some of the members of the Congressional Black Caucus, he probably figured he needed a third party to set that meeting up. So that was Thursday. We will move on to Friday after we check the traffic and the weather. We'll get the very latest from President Trump's remarks yesterday. And he's back at it again this afternoon. He will be in Melbourne, Florida at 5 o'clock as he takes the presidency back out on the campaign trail. But first, a check of the traffic and weather.
Things are looking good through the district this morning. We do still have that road work on Beach Drive. We're all used to that. Between Calvert, Connecticut and Park Tilden, all of those lanes do remain open, though, by the work zone. 295 northbound, just before Benning Road, we've got one left lane getting by. That's a work zone. We have an earlier accident that should be just about in the clearing stages. It's on I-70 eastbound, right around the Hagerstown exit on US 40. All of those lanes were blocked by a crash, but looks like they're starting to open back up. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For President's Day weekend today, partly cloudy skies, high of 68. We're back up to 68 again tomorrow. Sunshine, 58 on Monday, and some clouds on Tuesday with a high temperatures, 53. Overnight lows only down in the 40s, maybe upper 30s, so no freezing temperatures over the weekend. We're going to be heading up to 68 this afternoon. Right now in Washington, 35 degrees, 617. Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, we're talking about President Trump's talk yesterday at the Charleston, South Carolina factory of Boeing. And a few more clips from Donald Trump just to give you a sense of he's fighting back. You know, it's kind of interesting. Mercedes Schlapp was on Fox Wednesday night with Brett Baier, a special report. Wednesday night, she said that the president was losing political capital and he needed to take control of his team and the message. Well, he did just that the next day. Now, we know that the president does spend time watching, you know, the news channels and reading the newspapers. Maybe he took that advice from Mercedes. Who knows? But he's had a rough time this week, but he was back on the trail both Thursday and Friday. And here's what he had to say at the Boeing factory yesterday.
As George Washington said, being prepared for war is the best way to prevent it. And that's really what it is. Best way to prevent war, being prepared. Peace through strength. We build a military might so great, and we are going to do that, that none will dare to challenge it. None.
He's put a lot of emphasis on jobs and made in America, and he certainly did it again yesterday.
This plane, as you know, was built right here in the great state of South Carolina. Our goal as a nation must be to rely less on imports and more on products made here in the USA. You just look at what's going on today in our country. You look at what's happening with jobs. You look at what's happening with plants moving back into our country. All of a sudden, they're coming back. And they're going to be very happy about it, believe me.
And we got one more on jobs.
We want products made in America, made by American hands. You probably saw the Keystone Pipeline I approved recently, and the Dakota. And I'm getting ready to sign the bill. I said, where is the pipe made? And they told me, not here. I said, that's good. Add a little sentence that you have to buy American steel. And you know what? It's the way it is.
So President Trump's taken a lot of heat from women in general, the Women's March here in Washington. And there's yet another Women's March coming up that we'll talk with Jennifer Harper about. But this is something that the president had to say yesterday in Charleston about women entrepreneurs.
As president, I am committed to ensuring that women entrepreneurs have equal access to the capital, markets, and networks of support that they need, and I mean really need, and it's going to happen.
Actually, that's the weekly radio address, the source of that today's weekly radio address from Donald Trump. So that's a sense of what he's been doing this week and his attempt to kind of get the ship back on course, because the quote-unquote chaos and controversy that's been described. You know, one of the things I saw this week, it's kind of funny. There was the story about Trump administration officials during the campaign having contact with Russian intelligence officers. And this was quoted on one of the major network news stories. It was one of the major network newscasts' lead stories in the morning. And it referenced the New York Times article. Well, about six or seven paragraphs into the New York Times article, it said, in many instances, and I'm paraphrasing here, in many instances, Americans may have contact with Russian intelligence officers and not know that they're Russian intelligence officers. Hello? I mean, you know, does the guy wear spy on his forehead? I don't think so. You know, they don't wear red T-shirts with a big yellow, you know, spy on the T-shirt. No, you don't know you're talking to spies. But the way this was cast, it was as though the administration officials knew they were talking to spies. That's the way it was set up in the newscast. That's the kind of spin. That's the kind of presentation that you are getting these days from many of the quote-unquote mainstream media outlets. It's just, let's fry this guy. You know, why would we want the facts to get in the way of a good story? That's the way it goes. It is 6:23. It's a Saturday morning update. Again, we're going to be talking about this with a whole list of folks this morning, so do stay with us. Good show coming up.
Does your advisor call you only after the market has gone up or down? Or do you have an ongoing, proactive engagement with an advisor with your best interests in mind? Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Financial advice is only useful when it's delivered in real time as part of a collaborative relationship. For the guidance and insight you need, when you need it, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Located in Front Royal, Virginia, lies a school where 100% of its students are accepted to a college or university. It's Randolph-Macon Academy, a co-ed day and boarding school for students in grades 6 through 12, where graduating classes garner more than $6 million in college scholarship offers each year. Students soar at Randolph-Macon as they build a solid foundation in knowledge, leadership, and character. With 13 to 17 students per class, Randolph-Macon students are challenged by highly qualified, caring teachers. Through Air Force Junior ROTC, students become confident leaders. Plus, they can excel in sports, performing arts, and an optional flight program. Learn how your child can benefit from a Randolph-Macon education at the next open house on Monday, February 20th. To register, visit rma.edu. That's rma.edu. Randolph-Macon Academy, celebrating 125 years of college prep education for future leaders.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level.
Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
A hearty breakfast that gets you out of bed in the morning and the road that lets you safely get to work have one thing in common: salt. Not only does salt make your food taste better, it makes icy roads safer. Using salt to de-ice the roads can reduce car crashes by 88% and injuries by 85%. Icy roads end where salt begins. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. Good to have you with us. And as it is an update, let's update you on some things that are going on today. Well, President Trump is in Mar-a-Lago at, of course, his winter White House, which is what it was always set out to be by Marjorie Merriweather Post, I think built back in the late 20s. So he's there today. Vice President Pence is out reinforcing the Trump administration message. He is speaking in Europe this weekend. He's with the NATO member countries. And he did talk about the idea that they need to spend more money. He says the time has come for the Allies to boost the spending because the dangers they all face are growing and changing every day. Vice President Pence says the United States will hold Russia accountable, even as President Trump searches for new common ground with Moscow. President Trump will be speaking this afternoon, 5 o'clock, another campaign-style rally at 5 o'clock in Melbourne, Florida. And, you know, it's so interesting. Nobody in the media punditry on the progressive side gets it. I mean, wouldn't you think, after they saw Hillary Clinton lose the election, wouldn't you think they might start to understand that people outside the Beltway, actually, many of them welcome this new style, this new shake-it-up style? But they still don't understand how well this guy can play outside the Beltway. It's the sort of the intellectual bubble that many people live in. What is it? When you get inside a TV studio, is that what it is? You know, when you walk into a newspaper publishing house, the bubble is just, you know, it's like the bubble boy. Remember Seinfeld? Whatever. Interesting note, you may have heard several weeks ago, the mayor of Miami-Dade County had decreed that they would cooperate with the immigration agencies after detaining migrants suspected of being in the county illegally. And, you know, it was one of those deals where somebody is actually going along with the idea of no sanctuary for illegal immigrants in Miami-Dade County. Well, the commissioners in Miami-Dade County have now voted to uphold that mayoral decree. So that's the latest from Miami and Dade County this morning. We're coming up on 6:29 at WMAL. Lots to cover. And as I said, we'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Mercedes Schlapp, John Gizzi, Jennifer Harper from The Washington Times. Interesting tax notes from Tarun Mehta, who is at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors. Also, Cheryl Atkinson coming up as well this morning. So plenty to stick around for.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
It's 6:30 on 105.9 FM at AM 6:30, Washington's Ball, WMAL. Good morning. I'm James Stanley. A Virginia man caught trying to help the Islamic State group during an FBI sting last year has been sentenced to more than 8 years in prison. The sentence imposed at federal court in Alexandria on 26-year-old Harris Kumar of Burke is more than the 5 to 6 year term requested by his lawyer, but much less than the 2-decade maximum recommended under the federal sentencing guidelines. Police have charged a middle school teacher in Falls Church with aggravated sexual battery of 2 students. 36-year-old Jose Daniel Estrada of Clifton is being held in the Arlington County Jail. Fairfax County Police have charged a dance teacher with having sex with teenage students. The department saying in a news release that 19-year-old Chase Clark Pecklow of Sterling was arrested on Thursday. Virginia State Police have charged a shipping company worker with allegedly stealing 3,500 oxycodone tablets being shipped to veterans. The agency says that a 22-year-old was arrested on Thursday. And a Maryland auction house is selling Adolf Hitler's personal traveling telephone. Bill Kanagopoulos of Alexander Historical Auctions in Chesapeake City says occupying Russian officers gave the phone to Brig, Sir Ralph Rayner, during a visit to Hitler's Berlin bunker. Rayner's son is now selling the red phone with the Nazi Party symbol and Hitler's name engraved on the back. The phone is estimated at $200,000 to $300,000, and Kanagopoulos says bidding will start at $100,000 this weekend. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. All of the lanes still blocked on 195 at Carroll, both directions between Flower and Jefferson Avenue. That's a work zone that's still set up this morning. We're hearing they're close to opening up I-70 eastbound near US 40 through Hagerstown. That's an earlier accident that still has problems. And in the district on 295 northbound, just before Benning, just one left lane getting by, you're going to have to merge to the left. All of the right lanes are taken out for that road work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Increasing cloudiness today with a high close to 70. Calm winds, though. Slight chance of showers through the overnight hours as we head into Sunday, otherwise down to about 50 degrees. Sunday, sunny, high close to 70. Washington's birthday on Monday, lots of sunshine with a high only about 60. Right now in Leesburg, it's fair and 37 degrees, 35 in Beltsville, and at Reagan National, it's 34. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
It's Brian Wilson here with a recommendation. If you're looking for a real estate agency, now is the time to call my friend Frank Prindle of Remax Allegiance. Ask anyone who's met Frank Prindle, they'll tell you you've just met your next real estate agent. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. His tenants were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and his home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prindle. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 20,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 20K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common-sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
If you haven't tried the new Esotique XV yet, well, now is your last chance to take advantage of Chamonix's amazing Valentine's Day promotion. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you call now, you'll get to try Esotique XV, the absolute best, most advanced wrinkle treatment, totally risk-free. Plus, Chamonix will give you the Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes for free. That's right. Free Genucel, a gift with no strings attached just for trying Esotique XV today. Chamonix is putting their money where their mouth is. You're going to look and feel years or even decades younger with flawless, silky smooth skin and no bags or puffiness, or you'll get your money back. Call right now and you'll also get a surprise luxury free gift. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or visit www.xvbeauty.com. Order now and shipping is also free. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
President's Day weekend. Great to have you with us on WMAL. I'm Rick Thaler. We are joined by Jennifer Harper, columnist at the Washington Times. And, of course, you're familiar with Inside the Beltway. Good morning. It is great to have you with us. The Democrats have clearly been obstructionists since even before the president took office. How is that playing out across America? You've got some poll numbers on that.
I do, and you know, it's funny when you do watch the, particularly the Democrats in the Senate, and they obviously relish the role of being very aggressive and very show of great force and determination against everything that President Trump tries to do. And you have to remember that they're playing in front of an audience of Americans who are really sick of gridlock on Capitol Hill. They are done with lots of arguing. They want to see some action. And I think at the bottom of all this, certainly President Trump knows this and is kind of playing the Democrats. But as you mentioned, there is a poll out there. It's kind of a representative poll. It's coming from Fox News. It's a poll of registered voters. And it found that 54% of them disapprove of Senate Democrats doing everything they can do to block any of Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominees that they don't like. Now, that wording comes right from Fox, kind of emotional, but it's, you know, it reveals that the majority of Americans, voters are tired of this. They're like, okay, we get your point. Now let's move right along. I got a couple of deep numbers here. Some of them are quite predictable. Of course, 90% of Trump voters agree with the idea that they're tired of all this obstructionism on the part of the Democrats, but so do 86% of Republicans, 79% of conservatives, 66% of veterans, 63% of independents, 60% of men, 58% of those over 45, 57% of those holding a college degree, 49% of women, and 49% of those under 45. And the only people that were kind of cool to the idea, also very predictable, only 30% of, they call them non-whites. How about that? That's the Fox News term. That's a polling term. 30% of non-whites approve of Democrats doing this, along with 25% of liberals. Anyway, the point is, all those numbers so early in the morning, I apologize, but the point is, I think Americans have fatigue with this kind of behavior, and they're ready to move on.
Similarly, what are the numbers telling us now about the first month or so of the new Trump administration and how it's playing out in the heartland?
Out in the heartland, Rick, no matter what the news media does or says, they are still fiercely loyal to Donald Trump. This isn't reported much in the news media, but if you go through multiple polls like I do every day, I look at about 5 or 6 every day, most of his favorability ratings are coming out at around 55%, or at least close to that. And you don't see that reported very much. And I've got kind of a humdinger of all the polls that came out this week. This is actually coming from a Gallup poll. This is kind of a startling headline from Gallup. It says, Americans say that Trump keeps his promises and is a strong leader. How do you like that? That's, again, coming from Gallup poll, and the analysis was written by Frank Newport. He is the director of the Gallup poll, and he writes, majorities of Americans believe President Trump keeps his promises, is a strong and decisive leader, and can bring about changes the country needs. Now, that was quite something for me to read that coming from Gallup, and there are predictable partisan divisions here. But the point is that there is a strong sentiment attached to President Trump from the people that put him in office. In fact, later on today, he will be down in Melbourne, Florida, revisiting the campaign rallies that did him so much help on the campaign trail. He's very good at it. He enjoys it. And we will certainly hear a lot about that. But I think in the long run, you see an entrenched affection for Donald Trump, regardless of what the heck the media is saying, and they're not saying very nice things right now.
So it is President's Day. Give us a perspective of how presidents have been treated in the past by the media. Is this something that goes back a ways?
To answer your question, Rick, this has been going on for centuries, and I kid you not. And because it's President's Day, I have to read our listeners and you this amazing quote. This is actually a quote from Thomas Jefferson. The date of it is February the 4th, 1816. He wrote this in a letter to James Monroe. Now, Thomas Jefferson is the third president. James Monroe is the fifth president, and this is what he said. From 40 years of experience with the wretched guesswork of the newspapers, of what is not done in the open daylight, and of the falsehoods, even as to that, I rarely think them worth reading and almost never worth notice. So that almost sounds like something Donald Trump would say, but that was said by Thomas Jefferson in 1816.
Wow. Well, we got another march coming. Who is it this time? What are they marching about?
Well, it's going to be Ladies' Day again. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that wouldn't appreciate me saying that, but as we recall, there was the Women's March on Washington, a behemoth event indeed. Well, they are looking at part two. And the same folks that planned the Women's March on Washington are planning a nationwide strike for women. The details on this are a little hazy, very scanty at this time, but they do have a name for their event. It is called A Day Without a Woman. And they are spreading the word, of course, on social media, very effective these days. And this is what they're advising their followers. Over the next few weeks, we will be sharing more information on what actions on that day you can look forward to. And again, this is going to be March the 8th, coming up very quick. You have to remember, too, that the Women's March on Washington, the sponsors of that event were Planned Parenthood, Emily's List, Narrow's Pro-Choice America, the ACLU, MoveOn.org, and the Natural Resources Defense Council, among others. And one more thing for us to look forward to on April 15th, there's going to be another march. This is going to be a tax march, but they are not going to be protesting the IRS. They are going to be demanding that President Trump turn over his tax returns. That'll be on April 15th. And that is called the National Tax March. So lots of marching going on, Rick. I don't know what to make of it, but stay tuned.
Jennifer Harper at the Washington Times. You can follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. And I hope you have a lovely President's Day weekend. Thank you.
I will, and I'll be working, too. So everybody have a good day and a good weekend.
Well, we'll be watching for your columns if you're working all weekend. 6:44 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Time for check of traffic and weather.
Nothing currently reported all across the Capitol Beltway, including Maryland and Virginia, but if you continue through Virginia, 395, 95 from Arlington to Spotsylvania and back, the lanes are open and moving at a good speed. Into Maryland, 50 traveling well from the Beltway all the way to the 404 Eastern Shore across the bay. You do have the westbound span of the bridge closed, though, for two-way traffic eastbound. No real delays, though, associated with the road work, but we're going to keep an eye on it for you. 95 Beltway to Beltway fine, as is the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. 270 running well this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 68. cloudy tomorrow, high 68. Sunshine Monday up to 58. Some clouds on Tuesday with a high of 53. Pretty much no precipitation in the forecast, at least until next weekend. Right now in Washington, 35. We're heading up to 68 this afternoon, 6:45 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler, and of course, one of the big stories floating around yesterday was how much the cost of Donald Trump's travel and the logistical nightmare that it's becoming, and of course, it was in the Washington Post, does quote Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. And it's interesting that they're already on Trump's case because he's gone down to Mar-a-Lago three times. I don't remember this kind of an uproar when President Obama did his vacations to Hawaii or Martha's Vineyard or played golf. CBS News report back in August said that President Obama played golf 38 times on Martha's Vineyard. Remember those trips to Hawaii and Martha's Vineyard? Well, it's funny how they're already on Trump's case, but nobody really made a big stink about the cost of President Obama firing up Air Force One to campaign throughout the fall. How much did that cost our taxpayers for the failed campaign effort to get Hillary in the White House? How much did that cost? Anybody ever tally that one up and run with it on the front page of the Washington Post? I don't think so. And now they're fussing about Trump's kids, and, you know, two of them are on a trip this weekend, and the cost there that's involved with securing them. It just sort of comes with the turf. You know, they happen to be the family of the president. What do you do? They're talking about the trip to Uruguay that one of the Trump boys took. And in the article, it talks about the $100,000 hotel room bill for the Secret Service and U.S. Embassy employees. Must have been a nice hotel. I mean, how many people did they put in a hotel to spend $100,000 in Uruguay? I mean, I don't know. Unless it's a Four Seasons in Uruguay, it still probably doesn't cost that much. I don't know. I mean, who knows? Now, they're coming up with some interesting figures. I love this. Police officials estimate it would cost New York $500,000 a day or $183 million a year to guard Trump Tower, where Melania Trump and son Barron Trump live. How does it cost $500,000 a day to protect an office building in Manhattan? I mean, what is that? Is that 1,000 police shifts at $500? I don't know. Do they have 1,000 shifts to protect an office building in New York? I doubt it. I wouldn't think so. Maybe so. That just sounds like somebody's running up some numbers here for a little sensationalism, and we're only 3 weeks in. And I just don't recall that degree of sensationalism when President Obama flew around the world how many times and played golf how many times and fired up Air Force One to go down to Florida to play with Tiger Woods. Where's that story on the front page of the Post?
I used to play a lot of sports in college, but when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
I used to play a lot of sports in college, but when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Bain Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime. And most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. You know, I get asked the same two questions every time. How much have you lost and what does it cost? Well, I've almost lost 20 pounds. I'm just a hair under 20 pounds right now and it feels amazing. And on this what does it cost thing, let me ask you something. What's the cost of being overweight? How expensive is the health care? What's the cost of not being able to do the things that you want? That's the question you should ask. So let me answer it. It's actually very inexpensive. It's an investment in yourself, your life. In fact, it could save your life while bringing the highest quality of life. Save your lifestyle. Being overweight causes so many medical issues. Get control of your weight, will you? And save yourself from potential problems. And, you know, you may say losing weight is so hard. Well, EMP 180 has been easy, and it's the right thing to do. So, EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Honey, let's put the new roof off till spring. Just because we need one doesn't mean I want to pay for it.
New Look Home Design has 0% interest and no payments for 1 year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
Wow, that's one sweet deal.
I'll get our free estimate scheduled.
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year. Plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. It's tax season coming up, April 15th. Have you started to look at your income from last year and gotten the shoebox out with everything? We welcome Tarun Mehta. He is the President and Chief Compliance Officer at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors. And Tarun, it's nice to have you back in.
It's nice to be here, Rick. Thanks for having me.
People are getting their first glance at how the taxes are going to play out and the profile for this past year. And if you want to get the jump on being a little more tax efficient in terms of where you invest, I understand that real estate investing can actually be tax efficient.
That's absolutely right, Rick. And not too many clients know this, but if you have an investment property or a rental property or land, one option that involves investing in real estate through a highly efficient tax manner is known as a Section 1031 tax-deferred exchange. That's applicable to clients who, like I said, own investment properties or business properties and have sold them at a gain. Typically, the client would pay the capital gains tax on that portion and collect their funds and move on. That sometimes can be a very big number that a client doesn't necessarily have to absorb had they been made aware of their options. A 1031 can be, you know, you mentioned a tax profile. An example would be a client who owns a rental unit that they purchased, They got married and moved to another house. Now they're renting their unit out. Tenants have gotten difficult. They're not paying rent on time. The plumbing breaks, electricity breaks, there's a flood, and the client is the landlord. And in addition to having to do their typical day job, they're now dealing with the headaches of property management and ultimately want to be rid of that responsibility. When you sell these properties, like I said, you sell them at a gain, usually. Otherwise, you're most likely not going to sell them. And you have to pay taxes on that. And sometimes, like I said, what clients don't know is what a firm like us can do and add value in the investment vehicles that are available to them, allowing them to put the proceeds from the sale into a portfolio with multiple investment properties. So instead of being a owner of one apartment, you're the owner of 400 apartments. Or instead of being the owner of one storage unit, you're the owner of a portfolio of hundreds of storage units. That helps to spread out the volatility. You're not completely relying on one tenant to pay his or her rent on time. These portfolios are professionally managed. The properties are professionally managed so that you as an individual don't have to run to the physical real estate location or get a plumber or fix the electricity yourself. That responsibility is outsourced. The proceeds from the sale of the property are invested in the Section 1031 tax-deferred exchange and typically pay an annual distribution between 5 and 7%, all the while being able to defer the taxes paid on the gains.
So explain the deferring the taxes on the gain.
Absolutely, Rick. So let's talk round numbers, specific hypothetical example. If you're a client who bought a townhouse in the area 20 years ago for $300,000, let's say, you're renting it out and the property does qualify for a tax-deferred exchange, you're selling it for $500,000, let's say. The first scenario is the one that most clients are aware of. You pocket the $500,000 and pay the taxes on the $200,000 gain. That tax hit could be anywhere from $80,000 to $100,000, depending on your tax bracket. Or you can flip the $500,000, invest it in a 1031 program, and potentially receive $30,000, which represents a 6% distribution each year while not having to pay the taxes on the money while you're invested in these programs. Another benefit of these programs, Rick, is that you get rid of those headaches I was talking about earlier. You don't have to deal with the property management, repairs, maintenance, it's plumbing, etc. And I think the last point that's worth mentioning is that you're receiving a Schedule E for your tax return filings because it's considered rental revenue, the distributions that I was mentioning, and that you're able to offset some of that distribution income with the expenses that are associated with a typical Schedule E. For example, the repair expenses, maintenance expenses, fees, mortgage interest, real estate taxes, so on and so forth. So, you know, in conclusion, just like you're going to file a Schedule E for your one townhouse that you bought for $300,000 20 years ago, you'd now be doing the same for a 1031 while getting, you know, a 5 to 7% distribution, continuing to defer the capital gains taxes, and offsetting some of those distributions with the Schedule E deductions that go along with it. I know there's a lot going on here, and I've mentioned a lot, but clients or potential clients and your listeners are always free to give us a call. We're on your website, and I'm sure you can give the contact information at the end.
You know, there's more and more of a tendency for do-it-yourselfers out there. And something like this sounds pretty complex. And, you know, I'm not sure that you'd want to try and do something like that yourself.
It is, Rick, and you're absolutely right. This is not something you can go on Google or YouTube and learn how to do yourself. You need to have a CPA involved. You need to have a licensed financial advisor involved. It's not something that the retail investor on the street can access without the expertise of those two kind of firms. And luckily and fortunately, Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors can do both. We have CPAs on staff that can help you with the tax planning and that component of this transaction. And we have licensed advisors on staff that can help you with the investment component of the 1031 exchange.
Tehran Mehta, he is the President and Chief Compliance Officer at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors. What's the best way to reach you?
You can give us a call at 301-924-2160 or email us at info@estwa.com.
That's 301-924-2160 or info@estwa.com. Tarun Mehta, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Rick.
6:59 Saturday morning update, WMAL. 7 o'clock news coming up with Steve Burns, and then we'll talk with John Gizzi, who was in the room when Donald Trump held that presser on Thursday for an hour and 17 minutes. And we'll get John's reaction. We'll put it in a historical perspective, and we'll also get the reaction of some of the people that were in the room with him. So interesting chat coming up with John Gizzi next. Also, Mercedes Schlapp, Tony Schaefer on the way as well.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk.